He was with the wild beasts, and the angels waited on him. After being baptized by John, his cousin, friend, and forerunner, Mark says, as we've just heard, Jesus sees the heavens torn open, the Spirit descending like a dove upon him, God's voice announcing Jesus' own belovedness, declaring that God is pleased with him. The Gospel of Mark is our gospel companion this year. Mark is very Markan. All the narratives are succinct. All the action is compressed. After hearing God's blessing at his baptism, Mark says, the Spirit which had just descended upon Jesus drove him out into the wilderness. Other gospels say Jesus fasted for 40 days. Other gospels say Jesus was tempted by Satan, by the adversary. Mark agrees that Jesus was tempted, that he was tested, but says nothing about fasting. Mark says Jesus was with the wild beasts, the descendants of all those beasts saved by Noah and his family on the ark when the heavens were torn open and floods deluged the earth, destroying nearly everything and everyone on it. Jesus' time in the wilderness with wild beasts takes us all the way back to the beginning, when humans were with all the other beasts of God's creation in a garden of delight, when humans walked with God in the cool of the day. Jesus is in a wilderness, a wild place with wild animals, not so much a garden. This Lenten season, do you need to spend some time in wild places, out in God's creation? Do you need to see and hear some wildlife? Many of you know, most Fridays, I and some others of this congregation go kayaking on Upper Sugarloaf Sound. We see lots of different kinds of birds. I'm still learning all their names. Tricolor herons, yellow-crested night herons. Yep. Frigate bird we saw on Friday. The usual pelicans, cormorants, gulls, and so on. And once in a great while, off in the distance, we see dolphins. It's a thing that restores my soul to be on the water in a sturdy little boat under a sheltering sky and just be amazed at the wildness of others of God's creation. I also like to kayak sometimes on the Riviera Canal, where I see lots of iguanas. Everyone has a place in creation. Also in Riviera Canal, I almost always see manatees. So wonderful to see these creatures that I most of the time live my life without even thinking about. And there they are, doing their thing as God made them to do. Perhaps you're like me and the poet Wendell Berry. Here's his poem, Wild Things. When despair for the world grows in me and I wake in the night at the least sound, in fear of what my life and my children's lives may be, I go and lie down where the wood drake rests in his beauty on the water and the great heron feeds. I come into the peace of wild things, who do not tax their lives with forethought of grief. I come into the presence of still water, and I feel above me the day-blind stars waiting with their light. For a time, I rest in the grace of the world and am free. Do you need to be in some wildness this Lent to renew your soul and get clear again on your ministry, your purpose? Jesus was with the wild beasts. I imagine during that 40 days, Jesus prayed Psalm 25 and perhaps all the other Psalms, which he surely knew by heart, the prayer book of the Jewish tradition. We've just prayed verses 1 through 9 of Psalm 25. It's really an appeal, a prayer for help from God, for God's direction and favor. Maybe Jesus prayed Psalm 25 and asked for help, and maybe wild beasts and angels showed up to help him. He was with the wild beasts, and angels waited on him. Angels ministered to him. In this 40 days in the wilderness, Jesus really is on retreat. Other traditions might understand this time away for serious discernment as a kind of vision quest. He is being tempted and tested, not just tempted to do things that won't be good ultimately, but tested in terms of what kind of vocation will his be? What kind of ministry will he exercise? It could have been different. If he had no choice in anything, then all the rest of this stuff that we do doesn't really matter. But he did have a choice, and he did pray to God, and he did ask for help, and he did spend time with wild things, and he did receive the ministry of angels. He determines that his ministry will be about transforming hurt and horror into health and healing. He determines that his work on God's behalf in the world will be about transforming hatred into help. When John is arrested, Jesus goes back home to Galilee. He starts calling disciples along the shore of the lake. He visits Peter's house and heals Peter's mother-in-law, as we heard a few weeks ago. He benefited from his wilderness retreat with the company of wild beasts and the ministry of angels, and thousands upon thousands benefited from those things during his lifetime on earth, from healing and teaching. And since then, all of them and all of us, literally billions upon billions by now, have benefited from his life, his teaching, his death, resurrection, and ascension. And his ministry continued even after he was killed, but before he was raised. Did you hear it in the reading from 1 Peter? He went into the nebulous place of the afterlife, into Sheol, not heaven, not hell, descended to the dead, as we say in the creed, and specifically gave to the humans who were washed away in the flood by God's wrath a do-over. He brought healing and hope to them as well. He freed all those prisoners and brought them to new life as well. Do you need to spend some time among wild beasts this Lent? Do you need to recognize the angels who minister to you this Lent? Do you need to release some prisoners this Lent? Is one of those prisoners you? God bless our Lenten journey. Amen.